For WKMS News, I'm Sydney Anderson. This week in Kentucky politics, Democratic candidates for governor finally appeared on stage for the first time ahead of next month's primary election, and a battle is waging over the votes of teachers who held massive protests in Frankfort in recent years. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
So, Ryland, we've got about a month until the primary election for Kentucky governor and other statewide offices. What is the lay of the land?
So Republican Governor Matt Bevin has three primary challengers, Eastern Kentucky State Representative Robert Goforth, William Woods, and Ike Lawrence. There aren't any debates scheduled on the Republican side, and though Bevin has a pretty low approval rating statewide, he's pretty well poised to secure his party's nomination come primary day.
Okay, so what about the Democrats?
The Democratic primary could be pretty interesting. Attorney General Andy Beshear is kind of considered to be his party's frontrunner right now. The few polls that we've seen show that he's leading, but an internal poll from candidate Adam Edelin's campaign that was shared with Insider Louisville this week shows him gaining. Edelin has made a media blitz in recent weeks, and along with the other Democratic candidate, Rocky Adkins, he's been showing up to just about every event that he can.
And there have actually been some debates happening now, right?
Yeah, so they finally showed up, all the Democratic candidates showed up on stage together at a Louisville Rotary Club meeting this week. It wasn't exactly a debate, but it's getting there. They're starting to go after each other, but the gloves are still on, and they're just trying to differentiate themselves for voters. Beshear's painting himself as the guy who has a track record of beating Governor Bevin, at least in court battles.
And that's not just talk. From me, you've seen action. When this governor attacked our school systems and also our public school teachers, I stood up to him. We took him to the Supreme Court, and we beat him 7-0.
Edelin is taking a pretty progressive approach, everything from green energy to decriminalizing marijuana possession, and he's trying to differentiate himself from the kind of old-school Democrats who controlled the state politically for so long.
Have you had enough of mediocre talking point politicians who are incapable of delivering you anything other than what you've always gotten?
And Rocky Adkins is touting his experience in the legislature, saying that he's the only one who can hammer out compromises with Republicans, who, by the way, have supermajorities in the legislature, and whoever's elected is going to have to deal with that.
So if a Democratic governor is going to be able to break through that, you're looking at the guy that can make that happen.
Okay, and teachers and education issues, they seem to be playing a pretty big role in the election this year.
Yeah, teacher groups have really made themselves known over the past couple of years in Frankfort with massive protests over pensions, education funding, and charter schools, and they're a much sought-after vote for these Democrats. Beshear's been a loud voice on this issue, especially because of that clip we played before. He successfully sued the governor over the pension bill that teachers hated so much. And Rocky Adkins, he's been pretty vocal on it, too. He was in the legislature when all of this was going on. But this week, the political arm of Louisville's teachers union endorsed Edelin, which is a pretty huge get. The statewide teachers union hasn't made any endorsement yet.
And Monday is the deadline to register to vote.
Yeah, and that's part of why this election is so competitive, because of how low voter turnout is in Kentucky. During the last gubernatorial primary in 2015, just 12.5% of registered voters voted. Among Democrats, it was even lower at 10.9%. When that few people vote, it's much easier to make a big swing in the polls. Just a little bit of trivia. There were four Republicans running in the 2015 Republican primary. Governor Bevin ended up winning that race by just 83 votes after a pretty wild end to that particular campaign season.
Okay, we've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.